out now half a mile that I used to go around the end of it, right close to by and go home with my truck. That's half a mile from there.
Well, what would you call a small stream then of water that was just flowing along? Do you have a word for that? Fresh water stream?
Well, some of them, when they're pretty good size, you call them little creeks. Now, this is a little creek coming here by my house.
Mm-hmm.
But the creek don't start forming until actually the water to where you can put a boat in it for 4 or 5 miles.
I see. A creek's where generally regarded where you can put a boat in?
Yeah, but I say the real boat part of it don't start for 4 or 5 miles, but still the stream that it on the head of it goes on up is little creek, see?
Yeah.
And then the other one that forks off away and goes that way is called Shoe Peak. That's an Indian name.
Uh-huh.
Or
Mr. Mallet, what would you call it, like when a couple of streams came together and made a real big thing?
Well, that's where it comes into a river.
Yeah.
Yeah, forms a river there.
Okay. What would you call a small rise in land?
We call it a hill or a mound. Just a small one's a mound.
Okay. But then you don't have any big ones around here you call them
the mountain or nothing like that. No, no.
No, you don't have mountains around here?
No.
Would you have any places where kind of the rocky side of a thing that would drop off? Do you have any of those?
Cliffs.
Yeah.
Well, we have somewhere where creeks changed its course in this country and went through changed its course and went a different way, like cut itself through.
Yeah.
And we have at one place, I believe they say it's 50-foot cliff over here on this creek. And at the bottom of that 50-foot cliff, there's big petrified logs in there. Yeah, down there, it's been there and petrified, and that's what I say, that this big upheaval buried those kind of logs that deep in the ground. Instead of rotting in there, petrified, made a kind of... Oh, I used to have some of the wood here about to come off me.
A little up in the mountains, a little place where the road would go across between the two, you'd call them. Do you have a word for that?
No, I don't believe, because I never did live in a place that like that.
What do you call a place where boats stop and freight is unloaded?
Dock.
Dock?
Yeah. A boat dock.
Okay.
Now they call them harbors now.
Uh-huh.
But back in this day and time, there's a good place there to dock your boat, or, you know, for like camping or for a schooner coming in to load stuff, they'd call it the dock.
Do you ever see a place where water would fall over a good ways? That was called a...
Waterfalls, we have them little ones here, like in this bayou I told you.
Yeah.
Goes up that way. Well, every year it backs up a little further, and the waterfalls and so forth. So you see, well, my daddy used to cross it and walk across it and put a whipstock down to jump over it. To keep him getting his feet wet.
Put a what?
A whipstock. In other words, it was a long stock you used to drive the oxen with a whip on the end of it.
I see.
And he'd stick that down in the ground and jump over the little stream of water. You know, just use it for a kind of a pole vault, like the pole vault over.
Uh-huh.
But he didn't take his whole body and put on it. He just used it to brace him, you know. And now the bottom of that stream's about 60 to 80 foot wide and about 30 foot deep there. And so then it kept crawling on up, and we have little waterfalls there, you know, but nothing to anybody to go see or anything, but just